America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. As we start another week here, I'm encouraging you to take one time a week and pray for revival. Friend, I do believe revival can happen among the local churches. And I don't know that we'll ever see a worldwide revival. Not interested in that. It'd be great if it happened. But what I'm interested in is enough churches in America, enough people would get back to God, we could take our country back by character. And, you know, there used to be a time when the church spoke that people listened. I remember a time, or I heard about a story. I don't remember it, but I was just barely born. But in late 1960s, they were going to build a racetrack in the upstate of South Carolina. And the Baptists stood together and said, you're not going to race here on the Lord's Day on Sunday. Now, listen to what I'm telling you. And they went and built that racetrack somewhere else in a neighboring state. Now, friend, what I'm trying to say to you is this. There was a time we respected even the day of the Lord. But we are the Lord's day. But you know, we hear so much now about, well, we're not under law, we're under grace, and we can just do anything we want to do. You ever heard that? Well, that's not a license to do anything you want to do. Friend, we need God in our nation again. I'm not talking about a bunch of legalism. I'm not talking about a bunch of Phariseeism. I'm talking about we just need some people, young people. We need some young people that would decide you're going to live for God. So I want to start another message, and Psalm 85, and this message will be talking about the word living. I took many words as Psalm 85, the word revive there means alive, it means to live, it means to restore, it means to quicken. And one of those words is living. And we're going to be talking about that this week. And I hope that it will be a real help as we get to the introduction of that today. There. And I looked the word revive up in the dictionary. And all the different meanings of this word struck me. There's just different meanings of it. There, it means to live. It means to restore. It means to have life. It means alive. It means to quicken. There's all kinds of meanings. And God gave me several messages on these meanings. And God's wanting me to preach these messages in this day. Psalm 85 and verse number 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Now, our Heavenly Father, I come to you today, I confess my sin. Will you help me to say what I ought to say and help me to say nothing I should not say? In Jesus' name, please use this message. Amen and amen. The psalmist said again in Psalm 85, verse number 6, this psalm was written when the children of Israel were in captivity. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Now that means that revival in the life of a believer has to happen over and over and over again. You say, "Preacher, I'll get one revival and I'll be fine." No, sir. Revival, in a sense, has to happen every day in your life. When you read the Bible, when you pray, that's a form of getting revived. That's a form of coming alive and God coming alive in you. Now, today I want to look at one of these words, one of these definitions for revival. And I want to look at the word live. The word revive means to live. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I want to look at the word live today. The word live, all right? Now, the word revive means the word live. The word live in the English simply means this. It means to be animated, to have the vital principle. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.